Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we have a real treat today for Mormon Channel Daily. We are joined by Maxine Soakai, a local Christian pop artist, and you have songs that are hitting the radio and just kind of taking off. You're kind of taking the Christian rock scene by storm.
Slowly. But yes, yeah, I'm getting picked up by more radio stations each year, so it's really exciting.
What inspired you to do this?
Well, you know, by nature, I love music, and just kind of seeing the music industry, I think there's a need for, I guess, more uplifting music. And so I think that music can uplift people in any kind of genre. And so that's really what inspired me to, you know, keep on going and keep on making music every day. So
you grew up here in Utah, in Ogden, you said, right?
Yes.
Has music always been a part of who you are?
Yes, it has. It's actually in my culture. And so my background is Polynesian. I'm actually Tongan. And so Tongan people love to sing. Their favorite thing to do is sing and eat. And so it's just, I was born with it.
So you have a song called Come Back that's really gaining a lot of popularity. Explain the song to me a little bit and what it's about.
So Come Back is just a song about, you know, just coming back to Christ, coming back to, you know, to basics of beliefs. It's about a song of a person who kind of left what they believed for a little while, but then eventually, you know, they came back. So
in the music industry, you know, sex sells, and it's not necessary. It's almost never about uplifting, but you've chosen to go that route. Why did you choose to go that route rather than the traditional popular music scene?
Well, for one, you know, my morals and beliefs. And for two, I just don't think that you have to, you know, sell your body and stuff to make a good album or for people to like you. I think that music is powerful enough, and that it doesn't matter what you look like or what color you are or where you're from, you know, it will speak for itself. And so that's why I chose not to go that route.
How do you use your testimony and the gospel in your career?
It's in everything I do. I love that you asked that, because some people try to separate it, but I actually try to put my beliefs and my testimony in every single song I write, whether it's a reggae song or a pop song or a Christian song. I think that adding that testimony that I have actually makes the song more inspiring for people to listen to. And so it's very important that that's part of everything that I do.
And I asked you before we started recording if I could kind of put you on the spot a little bit and have you sing your favorite hymn. First, tell me what your favorite hymn is and why it's your favorite.
Yes, you did put me on the spot, but that's okay. I'll forgive you. And my favorite hymn is Because I Have Been Given Much.
That's my favorite hymn, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I love that hymn. My parents are from a small little island, and I saw them, you know, give everything they have to people. And throughout their years, they just kept on, you know, progressing. And it's Bless Their Life. And so it's definitely one of my favorite songs.
Okay, so I'll let you kind of take it away.
Okay. Because I have been given much, I too must give. Because of thy great bounty, Lord, each day I live. I shall divide my gifts with thee, with every brother that I see. Who has the need of help from me?
I have chills, like actual chills in the studio. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. What is your main goal with your music? What do you hope people take away when they hear you sing?
My main goal with my music is for people to be inspired to do something great. I think that music can do two things. It can either numb people or it can inspire them to get up and do something. And so I hope that my music helps people to do something, you know, better or give them hope or strength to do more than what they do on an everyday, you know, basis. So
What does the future hold for you?
The future holds for me great things. right now, I'm a mother. I have three kids and I'm married. And I'm also a part-time student at BYU-Idaho. No matter what I do, I'll continue to do music and YouTubes and the awesome Mormon channel stuff. But my main focus will always be my kids. And I think if I put my family, we'll put the Lord first and my family first, my music will always turn out great.
Well, so. No doubt great things are in store for you. Maxine Soakai, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.